Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Liam Payne and Algoa FM with Teardrops. And Iron Man is around the corner. And hey, we're talking about, you know, what you can do when you are retired, volunteering. We're going to dive into that because I'm super excited to have a volunteer coordinator, Mandy Demin, in the studio. Good morning, Mandy.
Morning, Rosh. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to dive into this because we never really focus on the volunteers. And we have to say thank you to you.
And thank you to all the volunteers who always arrive on the day.
Yeah, and you are a volunteer coordinator for the Isuzu Ironman African Championship and Isuzu Ironman 70.3 Nelson Mandela Bay event. Can you explain what you have to do, what your role is all about?
Yeah, sure. I got involved with this approximately 4 years ago, and my main role is to secure enough volunteers for the day. So that usually involves starting a few months before the event, getting hold of different groups, different clubs, making sure that they will come on the day and support us. We also have a volunteer site where individuals can volunteer. On the actual day, I suppose my job is to plug the holes where we've got shortages of volunteers. I start moving people around and we just make sure that it works for us.
And is there an age group?
There is. The volunteers have to be 16, and I see that on the site it says up to age 70, but I think as long as you've got enough energy to spend quite a few hours on your feet, you're always welcome.
Well, that's fitting for our conversation today.
It really is.
It's really fitting because if you're retired and you feel a little bit bored and you want to do something, then talk to Mandy.
Yes.
Come and volunteer at the Isuzu Ironman African Championship. Tell me a little bit more about some of the groups of the volunteers that you work with.
We've been really fortunate over the years to be involved with some fantastic groups. A lot of them are sporting groups. A lot of clubs get involved, football clubs, running clubs, rugby clubs, even have a handball club. We're also involved with NGOs and a lot of developmental organizations such as United Through Sport. We also have schools that get involved. For a number of years, we've had Heather Bank and Westerine have been amazing. And more recently, Bonsai High School and Grey have also come on board. We have a college that we literally couldn't do without, ETA College. It's the Exercise Training Academy. They start helping us from registration already right through to race day. So we're always reaching out to more groups, different organizations, and obviously always using the ones that we have used previously.
Yes. And what fulfillment does one get from volunteering? Because I can see you are so passionate about this. You're very happy to be doing this.
Yeah. When I first got involved, I didn't realize actually how much pleasure one gets out of volunteering. I think for a lot of people, it brings them a sense of community that they're doing something for their metro and that they can be part of such a positive event. For some volunteers, they're actually enhancing what they're studying. We have a massage tent, so those volunteers will come from Total Concept, a lot of sporting academies. And I think for most of us to be involved in the biggest, probably biggest sporting event in Nelson Mandela Bay is just something to be really proud of. What really stands out for me is actually how much fun the volunteers have. They often all come with friends, with different groups. I think a lot of students in some Australian that are probably stuck in there for the day with all the road closures rather come and be involved. They get a volunteer t-shirt. You can always identify them. And they really help the athletes through every part of their journey.
And just talking about the athletes, it's important for volunteers to be there. Even the spectators, they need that as well.
They really do. And as it gets later into the night, those volunteers that are still there working that late shift, they really keep everything going. The whole way through the day, there's a volunteer Facebook site. If you look at the pictures there of the volunteers that get involved, you can always see how much energy they bring to the race.
Well, if you want to be involved and bring the energy, you know, how do they do that? How do people become a volunteer?
So the best place at the moment is to go to the volunteer site and register. It's www.race.volunteers.co.za. You register on that site. There's also all our details are on there from email to telephone, and you're more than welcome to get hold of us.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much for sharing what you can also do if you're not much of an Iron Man.
Yes. There's always a way to be involved.
And of course, Algoa FM is official media broadcast partner to the Isuzu Ironman African Championship and Isuzu Ironman 70.3 Nelson Mandela Bay coming up Sunday the 21st of April, and it's all happening at Hobie Beach in Gqeberha. This is truly a breathtaking course that showcases everything Nelson Mandela Bay has to offer our athletes, starting with a swim at the iconic Hobie Beach, then taking athletes through the scenic suburbs along the bike course and finishing with a crowd lined run course, bringing you back to the vibe of Hobie Beach. Events like these have many people involved, and it forms part of sort of the engine of success.
It really does, Rosh. So we're very proud of the part that the volunteers play.
And we want you to be involved. So go to their website. And Mandy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.